And welcome back here to Morning Talk on the Talk of Mid-Utah, KSVC 980 AM and 100.5 FM. Robert Lovell with you alongside Amy Kobabe. And time now for our Valley Viewpoint interview for today. And today we are joined by Marvin Goldstein and Vanessa Joy. And Marvin, Vanessa, thank you too for taking the time to join us this morning.
Hi, Robert and Amy.
We are thrilled. Cross-country interview right into your radio.
That's right. We're thrilled to have you on as well. You're going to be in concert at the Sevier Valley Center in Ridgefield Thursday, October 11th. So first of all, for those that may not be familiar with the music that you two bring, kind of give us a little bit of a background of you. Vanessa, let's start with you. Kind of give a little background of you and the kind of music that we'll be able to listen to October 11th.
Well, it's with the orchestra there, and it'll be it's a Celtic show with audience favorites like Danny Boy, Shenandoah, Amazing Grace, and we'll be doing a lot of, you know, familiar music and fun show pieces that people really like. We'll have a woodwind player coming in special, and he's amazingly talented. So we'll have a lot of fun. We've got a fiddler and in the show, and then, of course, Marvin on his amazing piano. It should be a great show, and we're really excited to be there. We've been there before in March. We were out there 2012 in March for a benefit concert. I'm not sure if you remember, but with Jaron Barney. We did a concert for him, a benefit concert for him to raise money, and he had a very bad liver disease. And anyway, so it'll be fun to come back to that area. We've been there several years ago now, but we're excited to be back in Ridgefield.
Yeah, so I was in Colorado in 2012, so I don't remember you being here, but I'm excited for you to come back.
There's people that were in attendance then, so I'm sure hopefully those people will come back and support this concert as well.
Yeah, I'm sure they will, and looking forward to a great concert. And Marvin, kind of give our listeners, we know that they are a great pianist, but give our listeners a little background about you.
Well, Robert, I've been performing for just that, believe it or not, 60 years, and I am as excited as I have ever been for people to hear Vanessa Joy, who I've been working with now for almost just over 9 years, to hear her renditions of this sweet and most beautiful Celtic style music with the local orchestra there in Ridgefield. We're at the right there at Snow College with Kevin Arrington. Kevin has been amazing to work with. His enthusiasm and his drive and his optimism have been just absolutely the ingredient that we put together with ours. And with the amount of years of experience and a lot of fans in years past that I've been able to garner over decades there in that area, between myself and Vanessa and the orchestra, and people really are going to be surprised with the depth of talent and the enormity of this production. It's not just like a duo coming in doing their thing. This is a big production, lighting, sound, orchestra, piano. I'll be on French horn. She'll be singing. And they're just going to enjoy Vanessa so much that it's got even me just very excited to be there in Ridgefield.
So, Marvin, you'll also be playing the accordion. So that's another instrument he plays.
Oh, my gosh.
Accordion, French horn, and piano.
Is that ever going to excite, Robert, your audiences to hear an accordion? I can't believe it.
That sounds fun. You've got this fun group of people, it sounds like, in this orchestra. How did you get that together and come up with this group and this show together? Where did that start, and how has it come to where it is now?
Well, Vanessa
we
and
began,
I met.
Yeah, go ahead.
Vanessa and I met many years ago. We've had a dream of putting together a very viable show that would represent the best in music in a certain genre, which then just seemed to steer toward Celtic. Beautiful melodies, intricate, rhythmic kind of adaptations of arrangements from our arranger from Salt Lake. And we would then call areas, and the areas would call us and say, what do we hear you guys are doing? And we explain exactly what we're doing, and we say, do you have an orchestra? And they say, yes, we do. And then it just built into, we have charts, we have the talent, we have the professionals to come in and perform with your orchestra at either high school level or above and put on an amazing show.
The music is just beautiful. It's just a Celtic music just pulls at your heartstrings. I think it's just a great sound and real intriguing sound. People really love it, and you can have both, you know, the lively stuff as well as, you know, very simple and just beautiful music. So it's nice to have it all come together. And Kevin has really been so helpful. He's a great person in your community. He's amazing, real go-getter, and it's been such a pleasure working with him and having this opportunity to work with Snow College. We're excited to be having the opportunity to work with the students there at the college and being working together for this concert, putting it all together. Without them, it wouldn't happen. So it's super to have all that talent, and you're in Richfield right there. You've got a great group of people, musicians there.
Is this Amy? Is it Amy?
Yes.
Yeah, well, Amy, what's going to happen at night, like every night we've been playing this specific show for a couple of years now, are going to be people that always will have said, I wish I had invited so-and-so, because, oh my gosh, they would have loved this. Always, it always happens that way. So that's why we really thank you at the radio station for anything you can do to try to give these people a heads up.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a fun show, and it sounds like you two have a lot of fun doing it, and I think that'll hopefully come across for the listeners. I'm sure it will, that they'll have a good time watching you have a good time as well.
Have you guys got some tickets you're able to give out?
I'm sure we usually get them from Kevin at some point. Haven't got them yet, but I'm sure we'll be getting them in the next week or so.
Well, we're going to have some surprises during the show, too. We hope that you guys will come. I don't know if you've ever done or would consider doing a remote broadcast there. Maybe we could broadcast it for future or whatever with you guys there. Who knows?
Yeah, it would definitely be a lot of fun, and so we'll have to try to get something figured out, that's for sure. But, again, we've been joined by Marvin Goldstein and Vanessa Joy this morning as they'll be live in concert at the Sevier Valley Center in Richfield on October 11th is when they'll be there. It's going to be at 7 o'clock that night. You can go get tickets now at svc.snow.edu or at the box office at the Sevier Valley Center. Marvin and Vanessa, anything else you think our listeners should be aware of regarding your performance on October 11th?
Be prepared for some of the best music, and I'm very humble, by the way, but be prepared for some of the best music that you could have ever paid so little to hear.
All right. All right, sounds
great.
Thank
you so much, Robert and Amy. We really appreciate you guys having us on here today with you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for joining us. It's been a lot of fun. We'll look forward to your concert here in a few weeks.
Right. Thank you. Need us one more time a week later. Let us know, guys.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you. Once again, Marvin Goldstein, Vanessa Joy with us this morning here for our Valley Viewpoint interview on KSVC's Morning Talk.